Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Divi Nation. Divi Nation is a podcast and video show by Elegant Themes, the creators of Divi, the ultimate WordPress theme and visual page builder. The goal of Divi Nation is really simple. We want to provide you with the knowledge, insights, and supportive community that you need to be successful with WordPress and Divi. I'm your host, Nathan B. Weller, and as your host, it's my job to facilitate that success by having various guests from the Divi and wider WordPress community onto the show to share their stories and experiences with you. In this episode, I get to interview Jared McDowell of J-Man Designs, based out of Texas. Jared is a really active community member on the Divi Facebook groups and on the blog. He's also got a really great story and approach to working with WordPress and Divi. See, for Jared, web design is a side hustle. It's not something he wants to become his full-time job, but it's a passion that he enjoys and something that earns him a little extra cash on the side, which is always nice. During the course of our conversation, Jared shares with us how he balances a full-time job, family life, and a web design hustle. We talk tools, best practices, and more. If this is something you're interested in doing, or you know someone who's interested in creating a profitable and fun side hustle, this episode is for you, because we get into all that and more in today's episode of Divi Nation. Here it is. Jared, welcome to Divi Nation.
Thank you, Nathan. Good to be here.
Good to have you. I've seen you around the Facebook groups forever. I don't believe we've met in person unless it was at a WordCamp.
Nope. I have not had the opportunity to go to a WordCamp yet.
Okay. Yeah. So I didn't think so. Yeah, and I was hoping not to, since I didn't remember.
Yeah. People do typically tell me I'm a little bit remember, you know, they can remember me. So that would be, you know, kind of bad for my ego.
Well, it's been awesome to see you around the community. You've been mentioned by several people as a nomination to come on the show. So I'm glad we finally got you.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, when you contacted me, I was really, you know, honored to have been nominated by some people. So very cool to be here.
Awesome. That's really cool. So for those who don't know you, maybe tell us a bit about what it is you do with WordPress and Divi on a daily basis.
Sure. So, you know, I own and operate a small freelance company called J-Man Designs here in Texas. And I've been using Divi since the very first iteration. I was an Elegant Themes customer before and had used a couple of the different themes for some websites. And when Divi came out, just gravitated towards it. So I've been around for a while and just, I use it on all my sites. So every single customer that I take on, you know, I say, look, we're going to use this Divi theme. It's just super easy to use and I can control what I need to control and make your site function how it is that you're wanting to.
That's the
so
idea.
That's exactly. Why reinvent the wheel? Let's make it easy.
Love it. So you were just telling me before we got going that this is Divi and web design is actually like your side hustle.
It is. I've started in web design back in the late 90s when I came back from college and started getting involved with some musicians and bands and things like that. So I was doing HTML and, you know, your static websites. Transformed into a job that I had with another company where we were in the golf arena. So I was building websites for private golf courses across the nation.
Oh, wow.
When I joined the current company that I'm at, I moved out of the design area. And so I decided to start it as a side hustle. My best friend needed a website for his pizza company. And we just kind of took off from there. Wow, I built him, awesome. You know, iteration one, and now here we are, and Tudas has actually been featured by Randy Brown on an Elegant Themes blog post. Nice. It's been fantastic. There's some really cool stuff going on with them right now. So it's all come full circle for me. You know, so really, really happy with Divi, with Elegant Themes, you know, everything.
That's awesome. So on a weekly basis, how much web design are you doing?
You know, I'm probably doing anywhere between 15 to 20, sometimes 25 hours a week. Mm. You know, I've got my regular day job, as I had mentioned. So, you know, my standard 8 to 5, I'm usually at my office or here at home working. And it's not in the design realm.
About your standard job.
Yeah, so I work for a global packaging company, and I support the design process, meaning the software and the processes that go into from when we receive the graphics files from the designers, from our customers, all the way to when they're printed on our packaging and then shipped out to the vendors globally. So I do that, and it's a really, really cool job. It's a great company to work for. They're, you know, just wonderful people. And then, you know, so I do this at home and on the weekends. So, you know, it's interesting trying to get that balance between, you know, having a family and having basically two jobs.
Yeah. So if I can ask, what made you want to dedicate 15 to 25 hours a week to something that probably is not strictly necessary? It's more of a passion.
Exactly. And that's exactly why is I love design. I love, you know, helping other people. And that's what I try to focus on is helping smaller size businesses get a web presence. You know, that people that don't necessarily have a huge budget, because this is a freelance side hustle for me.
Yeah.
I can be more flexible with my pricing. Now I know other people don't like to hear that because they feel that I might undercut them, but I also don't go out looking for work.
Yeah.
All the work that I've had has come to me through referrals from previous customers, or friends and family that said, "Hey, you know, I've got someone that needs a website. Can you help them out?" Absolutely. So, you know, I look at it from that point of view is I'm not trying to make a fortune or even support my family with this. It's just for me to be able to earn a little bit of extra money, help some people along the way, and then, you know, take that money that I've earned and go on some trips.
Nice. The reason I wanted to ask is because I think some people who are working day jobs and have a passion, it might feel daunting to say, like, I'm going to do this thing that is typically associated with being rather technical or maybe difficult or time consuming on the side. Some people will want to, if they do go that route, they'll want to turn it into a full-time gig. Others, like yourself, will just try to establish a sweet spot, so to speak, and do it. And I just wanted to make sure that we talked about, you know, if that's possible, why someone would want to do it, stuff along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and for me, I have the stability and the comfort of having the day job that has great benefits.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that. So again, it allows me to be a little bit more flexible with everything. So, you know, it's a fun side gig to have.
Yeah.
You know, I come in contact with a lot of different types of people, different types of businesses, from musicians. I'm working on a skincare website right now. I've also kind of made a name in certain circles in real estate websites, integrating some different products and building some really nice real estate based websites and things like that. So trying to just find my niche market and everything. But the main focus is just helping smaller size businesses get off the ground, you know, if they don't have a site or they want to rebrand their site.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I would imagine doing this approach where you have a full-time job, this is your side hustle, there come some challenges that are unique to that setup, such as, you know, work-life balance, making sure that your projects don't sprawl or get beyond your weekly capability or weekly hour commitment that you've set aside. Things along those lines. Can you speak to any of those or ones that I haven't thought of?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm also fortunate because my wife and I kind of have similar but varying schedules. So my wife manages a day spa. There are many times that she's gone on the weekends. So a lot of my work takes place on the weekends and at nights while she's, you know, still at work. So, you know, then again, she can throw a wrench into it when, you know, she changes her work schedule and things like that. But you know, that's how I'm able to do it. It ends up, you know, being beneficial to me because I can focus without having, you know, any other, you know, outside interference and things like that. I don't have a honey-do list that I have to take care of. You know, it's mainly the dogs trying to get in my lap, you know, get me to pet them while I'm, you know, I'm using the mouse and everything like that. So that can be a little challenging. But also, you know, just going through and trying and making sure that I have the time, making sure things don't fall through the cracks. So make, you know, having my notes and keeping track, really good notes on where projects are at, what I'm waiting for from the clients and things. You know, I also tend to work with some clients that may be a little slower in getting content, because it's not their primary focus. So that does allow me a little bit more flexibility. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not sitting there, you know, breathing down my neck to get a site done, because they know that the delay is on them. So, you know, I kind of work really well with those type of people as well. I can kind of help to prod them along and make sure that content gets in at a good pace. But I've also expanded my network, you know, of people that I work with. So I have a content writer now. And she's brought me a lot of jobs, which is great. And then I've referred her some clients as well, but she works with me a lot on the content, and she'll contact the customer, and work with them, on getting me the content.
Oh, wow.
I've also got a couple of good photographers, that I go to, you know, if I need photography other than stock photography.
Mm-hmm.
One of my very close friends from college, as well as one of my neighbors,
we
work really well together. Yeah, I've also got a couple of graphic artists that I can call upon. That if it's something out of my realm, then I can go to them. You know, if it's logo design and stuff that I'm just not comfortable with, then I can do that as well.
That's awesome. So, yeah, I was actually, that made me think of two things. One is, it seems like when you have the limited time that you have, and I don't want to word this incorrectly, but the limited amount of energy that you probably want to dedicate to something like this, it probably really, really helps to weed out specific, or to rather narrow down to just a certain type of client. Can you maybe put a finger on what that client is for you, so that you know it's a good fit going into a project, that it's not going to get outside the bounds of a side hustle and become something more?
Sure. Yeah, a lot of it has to do with talking to the client beforehand. You know, I'll set up a meeting or two, either face to face, or if it's someone that's in another city or another country, perhaps, mm-hmm. then, you know, we do, you know, just phone calls and things. But really finding out what they need and what their level of involvement they want to be. You know, because I can offer a maintenance package where I can do some content editing for them. I can add, you know, photos. I can, you know, I make sure that WordPress and the Divi and all the plugins are up to date, you know, standard maintenance type stuff that a lot of people offer. But I make sure that they know that this is going to be a time commitment from them. You know, so I set that level of expectation from the beginning. I also make extremely open, what's the word, transparent when it comes to the way that I work. You know, I let them know this is not my full-time day job. This is my side hustle.
Yeah.
And so I set their expectations of, I'm not available typically Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, that type of thing. You know, it's afterwards on the weekends. Now, of course, if there's a problem, like a server breaks down or something like that, I can step away from the day job if I need to. It's we're very flexible with our work hours, so that helps as well. It's kind of like this perfect storm of balance has been able to come in to my life and allow me to do this. So, you know, a couple of years back, I wouldn't have had, you know, the opportunity, but now I do. So I make the most of it.
Yeah, it seems like if you having that job flexibility with your day job, where, you know, you can go, okay, well, I need like 2 hours here during the day to deal with this crisis, but I can make it up in the evening or whatever.
Exactly.
It's probably a huge benefit and something people want to take into account when they, like, how rigid is your day job if you want to make Divi a side hustle? You know, that's probably something people thinking about making this move will want to take into account before they decide to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a very good point to make, that, you know, you really need to think about that and make sure that, you know, if you're going to do this, that you have some flexibility. Not everybody's going to be afforded that. But I just happen to be very blessed that I am. And, you know, and also then trying to help with the Facebook groups and things like that. You know, I'll get in during the day when I'm browsing Facebook, I'll see a question pop up and I'm like, oh, I can answer that real quick or you know, something like that. So, you know, just trying to give back to the community as well, that I've learned so much from. That's a key thing to me, is I try to help as much as possible, because I've been on the receiving end of all that help.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm confident and comfortable with my skill set, I can then provide that help to other people. And I guess, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm here, is people notice that. So it's nice.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you're all over the Facebook groups. I see you posting there all the time. And whenever I think for the last two, maybe three times I asked for nominations, your name came up. And it was only by sheer happenstance that it took this long for us to connect. It wasn't that you weren't on my radar by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'm curious, is there any software or tools or workflows that you use or have developed to help you kind of keep tabs on either your time or new clients and dealing with, like, again, that just very limited per week hourly? You know, if you're only available on weekends, what happens when something comes up on a Tuesday? Do you have a way of making sure you always circle back around to that? I'm just trying to think of the types of issues people who are interested in creating a side hustle might encounter that you're familiar sure. with, and you could offer some guidance.
Absolutely. So for me, one of the things was trying to get myself organized. Mm-hmm. I use Microsoft OneNote religiously, set up different tabs for each one of my customers. So then I can have that tab, but I can also have worksheets within that. So, you know, I can say, okay, these are updates that need to be made. Well, I'll add that as a page within OneNote, and then I can go through and mark them off as they get done. I've created a good folder structure. I have my trusty Mac, but I also have a network attached storage device that I use for storing all of my customer data that also then gets backed up to the cloud. So I will always have, you know, disaster recovery in place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've set up different templates. I keep track of the, all the server and hosting information for the customer. I keep track of, you know, what plugins, what our logins are, all of that different stuff. So just trying to stay organized with that. You know, there's times that I fail, you know, it happens, but I try to at least make sure everything gets into OneNote, or within one of the templates. So that way I can just keep track of it that way. And then, you know, I have access to it from all my different mobile devices.
That's what I was going to ask next. OneNote is like,
in the cloud, the phone, the iPad, you know, no matter where I'm at, you know, even if I'm traveling, I don't have a hotspot anywhere. Pop up a hotspot on the phone, connect, and we're good. You know, and I can do something from a parking lot if I need be.
Well, that's awesome, because I mean it's a huge having that organization is such a huge benefit and such a essential part of the process, even if you're doing maybe even especially if you're doing it full time. But anytime you have limited resource, particularly time, just kind of really fine tuning those bits of organization or the tools that you use, in my opinion, seems to be even more important, because you're forced to work within tighter constraints. And so if you're not able to thrive within those constraints, the whole thing kind of falls apart, or you start to get behind on more than one customer, and then your word of mouth dries up. And, you know, just, you need to have that sort of personal infrastructure in place, that the things that empower you to get your job done and to keep on top of things. So for you, that's OneNote. For others, that might be Asana, that might be Trello, whatever,
Slack, something.
Exactly.
Any of those different types of applications. Just the main thing is to find what works for you. Mm-hmm. You know, OneNote, I use that on a daily basis at my day job.
Yep.
So it was just a very natural movement over to that. And I have a Microsoft 365 account. I have an Adobe Creative Cloud account.
Yeah.
So I have all the tools that I need. You know, if I need to do a mock-up in Photoshop or something like that, I can do that real quick. I have, you know, over the course of my career, I've done many, many, many different jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents have owned a printing company ever since I was born. So, you know, I did graphic design
for a long time.
Yes. I mean, they sent me off to school to learn all the Adobe products at one given time. So, you know, I've been fortunate. You know, I started in high school doing layout for newspaper and for yearbook back with Aldus PageMaker before it was even Adobe.
Wow.
You know, so it's crazy. So I've been been involved in the design aspect for a very long time. And so this was just a natural progression into web, from print too.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's, you know, and I find web a little bit more challenging than print, because you have to learn coding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that you have to learn. And, you know, while I'm no coding expert, I leave that to the Terry Hales and the SJ Jameses of this world. You know, I can be a little, you know, I can be a little dangerous with that because of, you know, with what I know. So I always kind of defer to the experts and get their opinions and advice and stuff. So.
Nice. So we've talked about building your side hustle from word of mouth, just doing some projects and letting others know that you're willing to. We've talked about personal organization and how you stay on top of things in a sort of limited time frame, and how working just nights but mostly weekends allows you to keep a good work-life balance between, you know, family and dogs, day job, and side hustle. Now let's talk Divi specific, if we can.
Sure.
Is there anything that you do that you feel like is within Divi or around Divi and WordPress that you feel like is something that you'd really want to pass on, like a pro tip that you've learned as a designer or just as a side hustler who has to create certain workflows that help you do what you do within the constraints that you've described for us?
Sure. So, you know, I'm always scouring the internet. Looking at Google, looking at the different Facebook groups, and finding out what other people are doing, and then learning upon that. You know, I'll look at different tutorials and try to figure out, you know, how can I put my spin on that? You know, mm-hmm. how can I make subtle changes? Because I don't want something to look exactly like what a plugin developer sure. or somebody has done. You know, I'd like to tailor it towards the client. So there's not really anything that I would say that I do very specific, except, you know, keep some things organized, keep a list of code snippets and stuff like that, that I can refer back to, figure out how I can tweak them. But you know, the main thing for me is just learning from all the different people that are out there. Gino has his wonderful, you know, tutorial site. And I've learned a lot from that as well. It's really more just about learning what Divi can do, what the possibilities are, and then just blowing those possibilities out of the water and figuring out something that's fresh. But again, since I'm not really a developer, you know, I have to request some help with that type of stuff.
Well, one of the things we're focusing on the blog more often now, and maybe you can speak to this too, but as someone who's not a developer, there's a lot more that's now possible with Divi's built-in feature. And we're really on the blog trying to push the bounds of those features and show people what's possible without any code whatsoever. I mean, it's kind of funny because for a long time on the blog, we were taking requests from the community, and it was always like, I'm trying to make Divi do something it's not necessarily designed to do, or it's just at the edges of what is possible with the design features. How do I do this? Because I don't know how to code. And so we'd be like, okay, we all know some level of CSS or JavaScript or PHP or whatever. Here's how you do it. You know, between the content team and our staff, we came up with a fix. We came up with a hack. Here's how you do it.
Right.
But what we realized we were kind of missing out on is all the things that are possible with just a bit of creative thinking with inside the constraints of the design features that are built into Divi. And as more and more stuff, like, you know, we're getting ready to release like a drop shadow feature, for instance, which is going to be huge.
Right.
We've got that all these new row alignments and animations and all stuff. Pretty soon, I mean, almost anything you see in terms of web design trends out there are going to be possible without any code whatsoever. And agreed. I know for us, it's been really fun to kind of push the boundaries of that and provide these really neat designs in the form of layout packs or tutorials. How have you been able to navigate the no code mentality, and what kind of stuff have you been able to do within your own skill set that's kind of surprised you? Have you noticed anything like that?
I actually have. The last couple of weeks have been extremely exciting for Divi.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I see weekly the new, you know, every Wednesday or Thursday now, I'm really looking forward to Nick's, you know, posts that come out with a new feature update,
yep.
you know, with the row alignment that just came out, with the drop shadows that's going to be coming out, mm-hmm. The things you can now do with the buttons.
Yes.
There was I think last week.
There's animations release.
Animations. It was some things with blurbs, I believe, was last week.
Yep.
I've got to go back in and relook at everything. But just
and then before
looking,
that, we had the backgrounds release,
yeah,
which is a whole redesign of the back, what you can do with all the backgrounds. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, being able to do the gradient backgrounds, the video backgrounds, and be able to tailor everything with just using the embedded controls that Elegant Themes has given to us. There's so much more possibility now that you have that you had to know coding beforehand, and now mm-hmm. it's just trial and error going through yep. and, you know, using the visual builder and seeing how everything is adjusted now, and just playing with, you know, you have to play with things in order to figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You might have something in your head, but then, you know, when you start playing with all the new features and things like that, you might come upon something that you're like, wow, yeah. I didn't know it could do this.
Well, for years now, I've been talking about Divi as like a similar application to like Photoshop, for example, where, you know, there's probably more than one way to do whatever it is you want to do. And now that's, you know, every week that's more true than ever before, because as features get added, as new things are possible without using any code, chances are if you want to do something, with a combination of the built-in features and maybe like some creative asset design in like Photoshop or Illustrator beforehand, you can do stuff that, you know, most people probably wouldn't think is possible without code or without some type of custom development, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think back to Divi 1.0 and just, you know, what was possible back then. And now we're at, you know, 3.0.77, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Today we're recording on Thursday and it's coming out tomorrow. So we just had a release post today and it's all about new visual page builder views. So
yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. So if like, for example, if you want to see all the controls on the page at once, you can do that. If you want to see just what you've clicked on, you can highlight the thing you're working on. And we also improve the visual page builder, like hover controls, where, you know, to get rid of the bug where if you're hovering over something and you go to click on a control, it disappears. So that
I will admit that was a yeah.
So that's no longer an issue, thankfully.
When I saw that come through this morning, when I watched the video shortly before we started this, I got really excited. I said, oh, this is going to be great. Yeah. I noticed how, you know, just little tiny improvements make all the difference in the world. And so, you know, that's, to me, you know, once the new features come out, learn them.
Yeah.
Play with them. Make sure that you have a test site set up that you can just go blow away if you need to. You know, just set 100%. Something, but just go in and start playing, because you're not going to know the true capabilities if someone just tells you to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go in and learn it. You need to go in and experiment with it. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there doing the same old thing day in and day out and not taking advantage of all the new cool things that you guys are giving to us. It's now going to take it to where, you know, people used to be able to say, oh, that was a Divi site. That's mm-hmm. a Divi site. They can't do that anymore. It makes you guys are making it a lot more difficult for that to happen, which is good. You know, I appreciate that, because now not everything, you know, is starting to look the same. You know, a lot more creativity is coming out with the features and functionality that you guys are giving to us. So it's really cool to see all of this.
Yeah. So the reason, to circle back around, that I wanted to just talk about these built-in features in the first place and compare it to, like, say, Photoshop or some other large in-depth design application, is to say that no matter whether you're doing, you know, web design full-time or as a side hustle, the amount of time and energy that you dedicate to a product or a project depends on your mastery of the product. So like, exactly. If you know this tool inside and out, chances are, you know, you're going to be able to work within your constraints, whatever those are, much easier and much more effective than if not. And so like, it's well worth your time, even if you're not a developer, to at least explore, like, okay, I'm a creative person. I'm a designer. I've got a background in print. What can I do on the web? Well, Divi is like the tool for you, basically, because you can transfer those print design principles to web very easily with these new features. So that's kind of what I was getting at. And I think,
100% agree with that. It's very cool. And one thing that I would stress to people that are looking at doing, you know, the side hustle and things like that, reinvest in yourself. You know, make sure that you set aside a little bit of time, whether it's just a couple of hours, read an article, figure out, you know, start, you know, taking a course on Code Academy or something like that. If you want to, you know, I'm currently doing that for PHP, because I don't know anything about PHP. And I really feel that, you know, to be able to expand my services, I should know a little bit of PHP, at least enough to be comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, just reinvest in yourself, because you are your greatest tool and your greatest asset. And just look at it from that way. And just, you know, just if you hit a brick wall, you know, if you need to step away from a little bit. It's happened to me where I've just said, you know what, I'm not going to do any design for 2 weeks and for my customers. You know, I typically, that'll happen when there's a lull, you know, if I've got a little bit of a slow time, I'm like, okay, let's step back, recharge, reinvest in myself a little bit, and then get back into it. And then I've got then I'm ready to go.
I love that tip too, or that recommendation, the investing in yourself, because that doesn't always have to be like financial investment. Like, you're talking time, just time to recharge, time to reinvigorate your creative spirit. That's huge. And I just had a long weekend with my wife, and we went to a national park, and I came back just going, I'm ready to work, you know?
Yeah.
and that's important. That's important for freelancers to remember. And I think it's maybe even especially important for people in your position doing the side hustle, where, you know, you're already adding to what is probably a full week with extra time to do the side hustle. That's why it's called a side hustle. And so making sure that you're building in that time to take care of yourself and to take care of, you know, just your own interest and passion so that it doesn't become, you know, a burden. It remains something that you're excited to work on. I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I also do when I'm working, I always have music going. Obviously, you know, since we're doing this right now, there's no music, but,
I
come from a musical background as well, working with different bands over the years, in a previous life. And so, you know, I put on some good music and that also helps to get those creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, I was in Sweden for 2 weeks for work, and I took my Mac, you know, took my laptop with me so that way I could do some work. And I felt really bad for the people who were underneath me in the hotel, because on the weekend, you know, I'm sitting there going, okay, I've got a website to build, and I just crank up some good metal and I start dancing around the hotel room and everything like that. And I'm sure
that's awesome. The person
across the way was looking at me going, that crazy American.
Oh yeah. Total side tangent. But when you're traveling, do you ever take those like really awesome Bluetooth speakers that are pretty small, but like they really pump out a lot of sound?
Yep. I've actually got one. My company gives
them.
My company gives away gifts for every 5 years that you've been there, and I'm going on year number 7. So my 5th year, I got one of those Altec Lansing wireless Bluetooth speakers. Mm-hmm. Take that thing with me wherever. It's got some great sound.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, same. I take it everywhere we go for like word camps or whatever. My hotel room, I'm always rocking that thing because it's just it's so nice. It's like, you know, the size of your phone, but like blocky, obviously.
Yeah.
And the thing just, you know, it sounds like you got a speaker system, and it's just a little tiny portable Bluetooth. I love it.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
It's great. It's a great creativity booster, like you're saying. It's a great thing to have if you need to make any space kind of feel like, you know, your office.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And music is that creative outlet for me too. So
that's awesome. Know,
it's all different types of music too.
Very cool. Well, I think we're probably getting close on time. We're hitting about 40 minutes on our recording. Obviously some of that was off the record at the beginning, but I do kind of like to close these podcasts out when it seems appropriate with a closing thought. Or or something that people should keep in mind. So if there was, you know, something, the most essential thing or 3 things that people should take away from this talk, if they're looking to create a side hustle out of Divi, what would you say those essentials are?
First thing, be honest with yourself. Make sure, you know, don't just say, oh, well, you know, I need to be able to make a little extra money or I want to do this. Make sure and be honest with yourself that you're going to be able to do it. Mm. Make sure that you're going to have the time. Make sure that, you know, if you do have that day job, that there can be a little bit of flexibility, you know, because you're essentially going to run into issues at times with clients and with sites that need to be taken care of during your standard workday. So make sure that you have flexibility, mm-hmm. and that, you know, that you're honest with yourself about that. Get organized. That's also a big thing. You know, use whatever tool you're comfortable with for your organization. You know, for me, it's OneNote. For others, it's Slack. For others, it's Trello, like we've mentioned.
Yeah.
But just make sure that, you know, you have a good tool for that. You know, setting up templates and folder structures and things like that that you can just copy over and add to. It's key because, you know, that helps save you time. You know, I'm in the process now of setting up just a standard default blank installation, but I can just, you know, boot up whenever need be. So that way, you know, when I'm getting ready to roll out a new client, I can just do that. It has all my key plugins that I use, you know, for caching and for optimization and stuff like that. So, you know, setting those types of things up so I can deploy a site super quick.
Yeah.
And I'm not spending, you know, what is it, 30 to 45 minutes setting up the server, getting WordPress installed, installing the theme, installing a blank child theme if mm-hmm. I decide to use one, which most of the time I do.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So just, yeah, because there's always that, that little talk, child themes versus not.
Yeah.
but just, you know, just making sure that, you know, you've got good structure. And then finally, the reinvesting in yourself. Make sure that you have the time because, you know, you have to then think, okay, I have my day job. I have my side hustle. Do I have a family? Okay, I have to now incorporate that. And then where am I going to reinvest in myself?
Yeah.
So, you know, is that going to take away from the side hustle? Is that going to take away from the family? You know, so you just be honest, you know, and then it all circles back to being honest with yourself about what your capabilities are. You know, I never intend for this to become my full-time job. So, you know, I always want to, so I need to make sure that I've got that good balance. So, you know, only if something was to happen with the day job would this probably become full time, but you know, I really don't plan on that happening. So.
That is awesome. I mean, I think that's crystal clear, really good advice for anybody thinking about this. Jared, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on the show.
My pleasure. Nathan, thank you very much for asking. It's, you know, I'm glad we were able to connect and get this recorded, and just happy to have been recognized. It really makes me feel good. And so I appreciate, you know, all of you guys and girls who nominated me for this. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hope to meet you all soon.
Well, that's all for this episode of Divi Nation. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I want to give another big thank you to our guest, Jared McDowell, for coming on the show. If you have any questions about what we discussed in today's episode, please feel free to leave those questions in the comment section on the Elegant Themes blog, and we will be sure to respond. Now, before I sign off, I'd like to introduce something new to the closing portion of our podcast, community announcements. I know. Announcements in and of themselves are not typically something that people get all excited about, but I think you're going to enjoy these. See, starting this week and continuing weekly on Divi Nation, we will be teasing the following week's Divi freebies and feature releases. So if you'd like to stay in the know, this is the place to be. To that point, next Monday, October 9th, we will have a brand new free Divi layout pack for you dedicated just to restaurant websites. So if you've got a restaurant that you're running and you also created the website in a sort of DIY fashion, or if you have a client who has a restaurant, this is a freebie that you're gonna want to get. I'd also like to announce our next Divi Nation meetup. Well, the next one that myself and our staff is going to be hosting anyways, hopefully in the very near future, next week, we're going to have a lot more community-hosted Divi meetups to announce. But this time, if you're coming to WordCamp US in Nashville this year, we're going to be hosting a coffee and pastry meet and greet before the first sessions of the conference so that members of our community can get together right away and start hanging out. We also use this time to give out some Divi freebies like our Powered by Divi t-shirts and possibly do some live streams as well. So make sure to use the link in our blog post for this episode to check out that upcoming event, or you can go to meetup.com/DiviNation, which is all one word. And that about does it for the announcements this week, but be sure to check back next time for even more Divi awesomeness. Thanks again for tuning in, everybody. I look forward to seeing you all around the community. And as always, I'll be back here next week with another episode of Divi Nation.